Mama Love, will you please introduce yourself and your organization to our listeners?
Hello, everybody. I'm Mama Love. I am the founder of Mothers to Sons. Mothers, talk to your sons about gun violence. I'm the newest organization right here in the city of Troy, and I'm representing all Tri-Cities, 518 Albany, Troy, and Schenectady.
Thank you very much. I understand you have an event coming up on Saturday. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so I got the Mother to Son Summer's Jam, and it's fun for the families, for us to all get together. We got a stand-up comedian, we got DJs, we got plenty of food, we got different resources from mental health, unified services, Unity House, other outlets to have resources there for our children. Purpose of this event is just to, again, to gather all the families together and for us mothers to sit down and conversate on how to conversate with our boys about the guns, because our sons are constantly shooting at each other daily, worldwide. All my events are about just getting together, having fun, and coming up with solutions on how to get the guns out of our own children's hands.
Where is the event?
The event is located this Saturday, August 13th, Troy Boys Club, and that's 1700 7th Avenue, Troy, New York.
What time?
And the time's from 2 to 6. The Mother to Son Summer Jam at the Troy Boys Club.
Tell me how you got into this work.
So it started last year, 21, July 13th. I started walking the streets. I mean, it started because my son got shot June 30th, 2020 in the city of Troy. And he survived all 6 bullets. So that was enough for me to say, hey, we got to get involved. Us mothers, we got to save our own sons. We don't know who shot my son. I don't want them coming back. So I had to get involved. I had to show my face to show these people I care about my kids. I need my kids to know how much I care about them. And so we raise these children. We know what our kids are doing in the streets. It's time for us to get involved and talk to our sons about the guns. Yeah, so that's how it all started for me. We can no longer allow our children to make those kind of choices, to shoot at each other, to die, go to jail for the rest of their lives. We have to show them that they need to choose life and freedom. That's more important to me. That's what brought it about, because my son, he survived, and I don't want them to come back and kill my kids. See, I thought it would be easy if I can grab all the mothers like me, because we raised these kids, and I took my kids through a whole lot. And now I'm getting my master's. I'm interning here at the Chambers, and the kids are still shooting each other. So it doesn't sit right with me. We have to get involved. We have to be better role models for our own kids. And at the end of the day, our sons, we know what they're doing in the street. Why would I have a 16-year-old in my house or a 14-year-old with guns? We know what our kids are doing. Again, we have to take the same energy we put into Black Lives Matter. We have to put that same energy into saving our own kids. Put that same march into that same kind of energy. Anything to keep your son from shooting my sister's son or my neighbor's son, because we're all related in these cities, Albany, Troy, Schenectady. We all know each other. And so how can we not get involved? So I thought it was going to be easy. I find it kind of challenging, though. I find it kind of challenging with mothers getting involved. It doesn't matter how old they are. We got to save our sons.
Absolutely. I'm interested in your saying that you thought it would be easy, and you're finding it unexpectedly to be more difficult. Can you tell me about some of the successes that you've had so far? And then what are the challenges that you're finding that makes it not as easy as you thought it would be?
So the challenges first for me would be the mothers all participating. Or having an interest. Some are rather sit at home and bury the kids instead of not burying them. Don't take that choice. Don't accept the fact that it's a norm for our kids to be shooting at each other. Don't accept that. Stand up for your kids. Take the guns, talk to your sons about these guns and get these guns off the streets. What I found to the success of this is that I only wanted one event last year. I never asked for an organization. So now I'm an organization. I'm under the umbrella of the Albany and Troy Boys and Girls Club. So now that makes it a success for me. I didn't ask for it. God put it in my hand. He knows he has anointed me for this. So now I find it where I can talk to these kids. Some listen to me, you know, I'm working in the schools. with the kids, the high-risk students. I've been reaching out to superintendents from Rensselaer County to Albany County because I watch these children being suspended. I'm watching the parents attack the teachers. So that's a problem. So now we got to figure out, why are these kids misbehaving? And it starts at home first. So we got to look into their homes, make sure the mothers are healthy so the kids will be healthy. So yeah, I'm addressing the whole families, making them healthy. Also, I'm working inside the jail systems. I'm working with Rensselaer County Jail, inmate services, focusing only on the shooters because I want their attention and I want their mother's attention. So now you're in jail, you're still going to save the streets because you left your whole family out here now. So they don't think about the whole big picture while they're shooting these guns. We're working with inmates that have been falsely convicted on crimes that they did not do. We have, my first case was Ariel Myers. He's been convicted to 25 to life. He's been down 14 years. The boy is innocent. We got him a court date a couple of months ago. He'll soon be back in the court. Hopefully his case, his sentence will be overturned and he'll get a new trial. So yeah, that's the success of the mother to son. I get to work the schools, with the families, with the streets. And I actually from these streets of Troy, so everyone knows me. They know me in Albany and Schenectady. Again, I get to have hands-on with the streets and interact with them, right, hands-on and with their mothers. And that's the success of it. And again, the downfall for me with this program, this organization, is some of the mothers not willing or ready to change or help their kids, or don't know how to help their kids, don't know how to talk to their kids. That's the thing where we're not judging. We're just going to figure out how to help them help their kids and come up with solutions. That's always the word of the day, solutions. How do we resolve this? How do we make this better? And I don't believe in when they start talking about, hey, you can't save them. You can't save them. They're doomed. I don't pay any attention to that. When people talk negative, I just go on to the next people and hopefully we get some positive out of it. I'm determined and I can't stop and I won't stop and I will continue to move forward with this mother to sons. Mothers talk to your sons about gun violence until I get mothers worldwide on board. Mothers worldwide on board.
Let me ask you this. Are you doing this all by yourself?
So I have a lot of people now from different agencies that constantly reach out to me saying, what can we do to help? And you know what I found out? A lot of them, their kids are not even the shooters. Their kids are, they don't even understand. I got a lot of mothers that are, they're just hardworking women and their kids are actually good kids that have got on board. So it's been very diverse and I'm really excited about it. That's why it's mothers to sons, because it doesn't matter the color of the kid. Even though it's a black on black crime in my eyes, with these black kids shooting each other, but a mother, all kids matter to all mothers. So I got some people that have been reaching out to me, but a lot of it I've been doing alone and feeling kind of like alone. But then God all of a sudden has been putting the right people in my life, the right people to guide me. And Deacon Ford just called me a few minutes ago, Jerry Ford, he's excellent. So I got Team Hero on my side. I got Tarasha on my side. I got Patrick Doyle, the Boys Club, Albany and Troy Boys Club. I got mental health. I got mental health of Rensselaer County supporting me. We got people that really care. I got my nieces that are involved, my daughters, so, and my mom with all her prayers. So I'm feeling encouraged. And when people don't want to participate, I just say, I'll wait for you to get on board, because eventually we need all mothers worldwide.
If people want more information,
they should probably come to the Mother to Son Summer Jam this Saturday, August 13th at the Troy Boys Club from 2 to 6, and enjoy the day, the food, the comedians, the music. Obviously, we're going to grab some mothers and sit down and talk about how do we get the guns out of our own children's hands. And the main thing we really, really need in this city, 518, and I want to start it right here in the city of Troy, we need a sports center for our kids. We have nothing for them. See, we can't even offer them nothing but the Boys Club, and that's limited hours, limited times. I want a 24-hour sports center. And I want to be able to put mental health in there, a daycare in there, a gym for basketball, for football, music studio. And we want to have beds in case these kids don't have any place to go. I want to have a 24-hour door for our children right here in the city.
I want to thank you so much, Mama Love, for coming on. I hope you'll come back to the show.
Absolutely.
This has been Kathy Silber for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.